Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring her around me because I'm a flirt. Now try to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to. Rolling like I supposed to. Shining like I supposed to. In the club, fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club. Freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club. And wondering why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gon' holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend. But when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus we got them player at flirters in the shop. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch. Cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I say, plus I'm rich.
Well, if you love your girl and wanna keep your girl, don't be walking up and asking me to meet your girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass look at taking the light, I know that she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swear just right. So if your girl's sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we're clan in reverse. That's a thing, I'm like a
let's
dance.
Go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn,
28, hey. And I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Damn, don't hate, hey.
See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said it pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a flirter, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Pender Ass. I be like, oh, I'ma see ya, only mama me, I'm on pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I blast my, I know exactly what you say. He's
up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're eyes at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low,
I'm a flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'm a flirt.
So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause
I'm a flirt.
And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause
I'm a flirt.
Please believe it unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me,
because
I'm a flirt.
I'm
the remix. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug. We were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy.
I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga, it's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh, when you're yeah.
Like when I roll up, please
believe it,
I'ma flirt.
Sometimes
yeah.
When I'm with my chick on the low,
I'ma flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'ma flirt.
So homie, don't bring your girl.
Ooh.
only people on the radio that talk about how great it is to kill each other are black.
Black man, I love you. Let me be the first to tell you if ain't nobody ever told you. From one soldier to another, black man, I salute you. For the pain we endure and the struggle we go through. Our skin is our sin, look at me, I'm living proof. And I feel it's only right, the youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves. Women is hate each other. Still, my brothers dying over colors. Lost hope, so we found trouble. Some mothers never recovered. Cops aim, he bustin'. More pain and suffering. Being viewed as nothing. Wrongly accused. Police abused. In the cell, confused. They only show us on the news. Acting a fool. I did my labor, I just want my fruits. I hate my neighbor and he hate me too. It's just the way we grew. We ain't never met. Maybe it'll help if I just take the first step and introduce myself. Why be against each other? We got the same struggle. And I know we do. Cause we the same color.
One soldier to another, black man, I salute. For the pain we endure and the struggle we go through. Our skin is our sin, look at me, I'm living proof. And I feel it's only right, the youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. I don't wanna kill nobody. You're my brother, different mother, same struggle.
I don't wanna kill nobody.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. I don't wanna kill nobody. You're my brother, different mother, same struggle.
I don't wanna kill nobody, especially my brother with the same skin color as me. I don't wanna have to take you out the game. Leave your mama with the burden of burying the son. You don't have to pull a gun. You got beef with me, then we can throw them hands the old school way. And we can live to see another day. I know they wanna see us kill each other. They don't wanna see us working together to build Black Wall Street. My community is full of poverty, and the lack of having money is the greatest disease it'll ever be. But we can stop it if we come together. Ain't no stopping us. But first, we gotta stop killing us, killing us.
Another black man, I salute. For the pain we endure and the struggle we go through. Our skin is our sin, look at me, I'm living proof. And I feel it's only right, the youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves.
Wonder why the homie wanna kill me. Just cause he can't feel me. Let's talk it out. Don't turn your back on me, we got something to talk about. I can shoot you in your leg with this and make you walk it out. Or I can shoot you in your head with this and ain't no walking out. I don't wanna do that, I wanna see you live, bro. You probably a father, need to be here with your kids, bro. I'm in jail like I can't believe what I did, bro. Self-defense, still second degree, that's what it is, bro. You gone forever, I'm gone for a season. They ask me why it happened, I could not give them a reason.
From one soldier to another, black man, I salute. During the struggle we go through. Our skin is our sin, look at me, I'm living proof. And I feel it's only right, the youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. I don't wanna kill nobody. You're my brother, different mother.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it. Whatever it is.
Friday.
Do it. testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. How everybody doing this evening? I don't know what kind of show we gonna have tonight. But it seems like it's gonna start off a little slow. People taking their time coming aboard tonight. Hope they head up. Rest of my main people need to come on here so we can see what we got to talk about. Oh, there go one of them. What's going on, kid?
Big Eddie. Shit, Big Eddie, what's happening?
What's happening, man? Ain't nothing, man. Just chilling, just chilling.
I heard that. Too full to talk. Damn.
Oh, no, man. What you have, man? Yeah, you had turkey dressing? Chitlin.
Turkey dressing. No, I didn't have no chitlin. I had ham, chicken.
Okay.
Man, I had so much food, goddammit.
Man.
Them Thanksgiving leftovers never tasted so good.
Well, I should have been at home where I could have got some leftovers, man. I did get some yesterday, so that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get a chance to get no leftovers, though, because I ain't at the crib. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
I should ask my wife to bring me some up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I better be kind of careful there. I don't want to get fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I got to keep my body and my physique until I get up out of here, man. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I get up out of here. I want to still have my physique.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, man. So what's been going on, kid?
Shit, nothing much, Eddie. Sitting back chilling. I see.
The
boys are steady locking in. The race down there in Orlando.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yes, sir. I see Vaughn got a list of them, and they got a list of them, too, man. They finna
mm-hmm.
try to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Should be some good racing.
Let's see, who else going down there from up here, man, taking the car? I don't know if Tate going to be ready. Last time I heard him say.
Danye got a locked-in race. If I'm not mistaken,
is that right?
I think I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think Tate got a locked-in race.
Hmm. Well, you know, last time Tate was on Dog Show, he was saying that he hurt his motor. And so he's not for sure he's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Would be nice if he do make it on down there, though. Him and Jamie on the property together, they might go and get that argument settled.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Get a chance to show he the bigger man.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, Jamie might get lucky and get away.
Yeah, well, basically a flip of the coin.
Yeah, anytime you get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Where everybody at tonight, kid?
Yeah, they're toughing themselves like I was.
Are they coming alive? Yeah, they coming on in here, my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I'm going to hit that one button and come on, got something to talk about.
Yeah, they should be ready to lock in some races for next year when the track opens.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And then Chuck should be on here. Hopefully come on with some of his dumbass questions.
Oh, man.
Get that segment going. Yes, sir. We got a nice list on this board here. Oh, we got company.
Yeah, I told y'all happy Thanksgiving yesterday, man, but I'm on mute because I'm going to have noise.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on my
happy
buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, preacher boy.
What up, preach?
What up, man? Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I hope everybody had a good time.
My number's on here.
Uh-huh.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to listen to the bullshit.
Anybody able to hear my voice and I hear theirs is definitely having a good time, because that means we still here.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That means we still here.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of them, I know one of them dumbass Christian that Chuck forgot to ask that night. I thought about it after we had got off the show.
What was that?
Who waited till they got in the water box and decided they wanted to heat up their bottle?
Shit. Don't they all?
I think he did a burnout, too. I think he did a burnout, then bagged up, opened the trunk, and started heating up the bottle.
Lord have mercy. They do some weird shit at these tracks.
I don't know. I know Preacher Boy know who that was. Who did that, Preacher Boy? I don't see where Preacher Boy go.
That was
anybody
GMI.
Else
want to
answer that dumbass person? Oh,
hey, Eddie,
shit.
I told you I got background noise. Hey, Eddie, I got background noise.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I'm listening.
All right, I got you. Yeah, that was old Jerry.
You don't hear my TV in the background, do you?
No, I don't hear it.
Yeah, that was Jeremiah doing that dumbass.
Oh, man.
You know it's hard trying to hear. Hey, listen. Hey, Chuck, you know it's hard trying to hear a 26-inch TV in the background.
Yeah. Motherfucker. I ain't got shit smaller than the 48-inch, dog.
Wow, man.
I just, see if my wife had it on down here. I don't want to be blasted, that motherfucker. You know. So what we on today, Eddie?
Man, we just on.
Yeah. What up, kid?
Mm-hmm.
We on that dumbass question shit. We on your favorite program. Dumbass question. You done made the show from now on. That's our weekly thing. We be waiting for the dumbass question.
Oh, okay. I got to think of some dumbass. It'll hit me later. I better go get a couple of beers. They'll come out.
Oh, hell.
Hey, Chuck, you're going to make Eddie show a star with that dumbass question. That's going to kick this shit off real good from now on. That's his whole segment, dumbass question week.
Everybody got them. Everybody got them when they see something wrong. They just,
no, Chuck.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Chuck,
yeah.
I got a question to ask you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think I heard Big Ernie say it wasn't too cool to be heating up them goddamn bottles with that torch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why do they constantly do it?
Hard hit.
Well, I mean, The right thing, okay, just say you went to an event, you might have that motherfucking pressure maybe about 975, 1,000, but you go on one of them cool nights in the staging lane, shit, that motherfucker going to drop to 85 or something. What you going to do? Have somebody bring you some fresh bottles or heat it up if you ain't got some little things that burn your battery up. Turn it on and heat it up, you dead in the water. Quickest thing in the world is put a torch on. Shit.
That's dangerous.
Come on, man.
He was saying
how. He was doing this for years. You know, you just can't just can't have an idiot heating your bottles up and don't watch. That's all. Shit. You know.
You gotta have that bottle warmer, man. You gotta have that bottle warmer. They talk about he's showing how the bottle expand on one of his things he got on YouTube where people study these bottles up, then all of a sudden that bottle get out of round, man. And when it get out of round, it is getting weak. Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey,
so
you got to have somebody knowing what they're doing. You can't just put the torch in one goddamn spot. You know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. If you know you need 950, you ain't trying to race with no 750. Yeah, you dead in the water. Yeah, you know. Yeah, they gonna do it. I mean, yeah, it's the right way, but I don't see no motherfucking professionals out here doing it. You know, got that shit. Yeah, you gonna do what
right.
it takes. You gonna do what the fuck it takes.
So that was
you
my
know?
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
I see a whole lot of motherfuckers, pro mods and shit, like Ricky Smith and a bunch of the other guys. I don't ever see them goddamn up, going up to the line heating up no motherfucking bottles.
Nah, they got, you know, they got some damn warmers in it. I mean, you know, you take a race like Baldy race coming up. You know you're going to be in the stage lane for 4 hours. So the time you get to your car over there, you might even put your bottles in. Hopefully you got a motherfucking golf cart when you about 2 cars back. They can bring your shit over hot. But what about the people who ain't got that? You better have that motherfucking $25 torch in your shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hope you got a motherfucker that don't wear glasses heating your bottle up. Yeah, that's all. But they will fuck up.
Well, Chuck, you always can have your hook up with your golf cart and your charging system, and have your bottle warm on before you go up to the line, then cut it off when you get ready to fire the car. You can always have that bottle warmer working.
Eddie, that's
sitting
Eddie,
right
that's
there
why
in
you
the
don't
car.
Race now. You're gonna blow some shit up, Eddie. That's why you ain't racing now. You're going to blow some shit up.
Yeah. Well, you got to have a generator and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people had it like that. A lot of people tried them up all the way up to the line.
Yeah.
See what I'm doing?
Some of them do.
Some cars got all nades on them. I got
all nades on mine. But fuck it. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So.
And look, I'm a motherfucking budget racer, man. I can't be buying that bullshit.
Oh.
You know?
I heard that.
Fuck that. Just heat them bitches up to 12,000 and sit for a while. Why you think everybody be taking them long-ass purges?
Everybody had the bottle out.
You know, you be sitting there with a bottle so hot, every time you push the button, goddamn it, to let it out. That's another goddamn it.
Hey, man, I'm shooting pool with a midget and he'll pool shot.
Going out the motherfucking window. Man, fuck that. You know, you just talking to a motherfucking old street track racer. I ain't got no budget for that, Eddie.
Yeah. I heard that.
You know, it's different.
Hey, man, they got some technical. Yeah, they got some technical with it now. From back in the day, we ain't know nothing about all the technical shit they do with nitrous they do now, man. We just
What's the going price on a pound of nitrous? However they sell this shit.
If you get it on the low, you might get it $8. You go to the track, you paying $12 a pound. You know?
Okay. Yep.
So, you know, you think about it, you know, you wasting 4-5 pounds on the run. You done purged out, goddamn it, 2-3 pounds. You out of motherfucking fit it all worth of nitrous before the car even moves. So.
Wait. Wait.
You know? You know, the ones that can do it, let them, I mean, be down. See it. I'm just telling you what I ain't going to do.
But so now they got out a steel bottle and a carbon fiber bottle, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that you ain't putting no torch on that carbon fiber. That's all. That you don't do. So you better have them damn warmers and the damn portable generator.
Yeah, that's what I was just that's what I was just getting ready to say.
That's the motherfucking extension cord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But,
you know. And then, you know, you don't get no motherfucking blue bottle that's been the date stamp on that is 1999 and still be using it. You done fucked up already.
Oh, okay.
I got a couple of them around, Chuck. You want to come get them?
No, sir. No, sir. Only time you see me with one of them old blue motherfucking bottles in when I'm finna make a one quick 330 pass, and that's it. So when it comes to killing the motherfucker, you're going to see them big, pretty silver motherfuckers in there.
Ooh-wee.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's fucked up. But it's, you know, what the fuck you going to do? You either gonna spend some money or be like everybody else or wait till my car gets fixed. And I ain't trying to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, I got you on that, bro.
And I can't let good money I spent sit on the side and look at it and say how pretty the bitch is. And it don't go nowhere. On that edge. I understand some people can't do it. You keep your fucking mouth shut. That's all.
That's it.
Let me walk to my refrigerator.
You plan on,
Hey, Chuck. Some of us poor motherfuckers less fortunate than the others.
Some of them what?
Some of us poor motherfuckers are less fortunate than others. That's why we have rich shit instead of bad shit.
Hey, you know.
You carry your car to Florida, man? Chuck.
He in the refrigerator. He ain't gone away. No, I didn't. It worked last year. It worked this year. Oh, Eddie, I'm on here. I see you got a bunch of motherfuckers online, but they did, huh?
Yeah, they came on kind of late, but they piled on here.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck you gonna talk about tonight?
Let's talk about dead motherfucker coming online.
Talking about who?
Dead motherfucker coming online now.
Ah. Well, that feel good.
You ain't taking your car to Florida this year, Chuck?
No, sir. I will never go to Florida again.
I heard that, man.
I'm going.
Man, don't
I'm
never
going
say never, man.
I'm going to spectate and help, but yeah.
Right.
And fuck that.
As far as taking the car to hell with it, huh?
Yeah, it's just too many motherfuckers down there, man. And it's a and it's a fucking clusterfuck. It is, man. It's just fucked up. I like it, but I ain't gonna be sitting in no motherfucking stage lane 5-6 hours.
I can't believe this. Finally, this goddamn boy starting to act right. I see kid and preacher boy name came up automatically. I didn't have to put it in.
That's because I did that, you dumb fuck.
Oh, okay, you did. I know I usually had to put it in. And she gonna, hey, and if they drop off, you got to put it in again.
Yeah, well, I don't know about it, Eddie. I don't know shit. I'm just doing shit. Since you got me fucking
why do we have such a problem down there in the staging lanes? Do you know?
Well, it's too many cars. You don't have no designated mm-hmm. person running the staging lane. It starts off that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody got to make a special pass. It fucks it up. They take all day to get up there. You know what I'm saying? So, it's, you mm-hmm. know, it's just too many cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, well, it looked like over the years they just done tried to figure that shit out.
267-7188. You open. Fuck what Eddie talking about.
Mud thick bone.
7188. Who is this?
Philly Shy. What's up, Chuck?
Philly.
What up, Philly?
What's up?
Oh,
what's up,
John?
What's up, kid?
That's my man there, boy.
You already
know,
bro. You already know. And living life over here in the Dominican Republic for Thanksgiving. Yeah, you know I mean, trying to make it happen.
I know that's right, man.
You ain't doing something right if you in the Dominican and you calling over here to these foreign motherfuckers.
Oh, God, no. Hey, congratulations to you, son. Congratulations. Hey, Philly, congratulations, man. I know I said it on Facebook, but now I get a chance to say it to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Big Eddie. You already know.
How the weather down there, man?
Oh man, it's a little spicy over here. You know what I mean? I got up this morning about like 5:30, 6 o'clock and walked outside. I was like, damn. Already temperature already up out here, but it starts cooling off a little bit.
Hey, Philly, that wasn't where a kid was really asked. He was like really asking how's the action. He don't care about the weather. He know it's hot over.
Come on, Chuck.
Side note.
He says, let me slide
a little side note in there, a little
sidewalk. What y'all got going on tonight? What's up with y'all? Everybody good? Yeah, everybody good.
Yeah.
You know, ain't shit happening up here. We just on here shooting the shit. Eddie got my ass tied up. I can't go out tonight. So I'm on the show fucking around. That's all. Waiting on the big show in a couple of weeks.
No Guts, No Glory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think we definitely gonna make it down there. We were just looking at the rooms tonight. Try to get down there. Said it's right between. We going somewhere for Christmas, but I said, shit, we got a crib down there. We might as well get out of here real quick. Go down there and check on that and see some racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, be good to see your ass show up to the track once in a while. You know.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah, you be to the track more than Eddie. All you gotta do is show up once. Oh, no, Eddie came
out.
Oh, man.
Who are
we?
Who are we?
Mud Bone. That's all I got to say. That's Doug Bone.
Doug Bone. That's all I got to say. Doug Bone.
All right, so
oh, man.
I let you off the shit
Chili,
one
that,
time now. Don't keep
Chili,
on.
That motherfucker like an M80 don't even have a stem to light that shit. That's
damn.
Oh, man, y'all still wild as dog shit.
I can't say too much to him, Philly, because he be trying to fire me and shit. I don't want to fire.
Oh, he be trying to. Try to fire you, get you out of there.
Yeah, he was threatening me all the time, telling me he ain't going to fire me. I don't want to get fired, man. I want that rocket.
Hey, you fired everybody else you claim your co-host is. You might well see how that shit feel to them. I don't know. Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's all good, man. That's what's up.
How things went on the East Coast this year, Philly?
Man, they definitely making it happen. My man, Pro Star Gordo, kind of put a lot of fire underneath the Northeast, you know what I mean, like that Northeast corridor, you know, of us.
Yeah.
Kind of, even though he's up in, like, you know, New York, New Jersey, you know, Philadelphia, like, that's kind of how he kind of moves around. He even got the DMV, you know, jumping
well,
in there,
on,
too.
Hold on, Billy. I got a motherfucking question. I hear the motherfucking race he gave up there and shit. But goddamn, couldn't he shoot a damn fill out to Chicago and say come on down or, you know, some shit like that? You know what I'm saying? I see Free Love snuck his ass out there. But damn,
yeah,
what,
Free
he didn't
Love
make
was
he didn't,
down there.
Yeah, but he didn't make the call out of Puff.
I don't think, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think he, you know, he knows now, you know what I mean? He knows now, but I don't think he knew that, you know, what was going on up there, you know what I mean? Like, he might have known about maybe a Don Yang, maybe. I don't even think he was, you know, really familiar with, like, the 6 miles, the, you know, everything that kind of goes on up there in that Northeast, you know, I mean, that Northwest. The Midwest, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he was really familiar with it. Knew that the draw that y'all would bring.
So that's at Atmore. What was that track up there? Not
oh,
Atmore.
No, that was Maple Grove. ACCO was one of the first races that he had going on, but then things kind of went south there. Like, them people at ACCO, they're a little stupid. You know what I'm saying? So they messed up a good thing.
Okay. So
that race was held at Maple Grove, right?
So
yeah, that last race was held at Maple Grove.
So my next question, now you better answer this one carefully. Are they associated with the DMV?
It's Team North. You know, that's us. Like, the whole, really from, like, Philly from up there is Team North. From up, like, New York, New Jersey is Team North. But, you know, I guess... and I might be speaking a little out of turn, and I guess, you know what I mean, somebody can check my chin if I'm wrong, but, like, say if we come down to, like, Maple Grove, I mean, No Guts, No Glory, anything really past the Virginia line, I think the DMV is going to ride with, you know, what's kind of up north. You know what I'm saying? So once you get past
the DMV, we need help. So. Okay. I just want to know what flag y'all flying. That's all.
yeah. We definitely, it's definitely not a you know, a DMV thing, but, you know, we definitely got mad love for him, you know what I'm saying? So I guess it's kind of like wherever it's going down at, you know, we can go against them type of thing, you know, when we up here, but once, you know, you start traveling, you know, a little south of the Mason-Dixon, it get a little different.
Yeah.
It's a little different, so.
Now, Sean, Gigantor,
yes,
would he be considered a DMV car or what? Gigantor, the Blue Regal.
You talking about the Slow Regal?
Oh, well, whatever you want to call it.
you talking about another duck.
Quack, shucky, ducky, quack, quack. I wouldn't put that on my worst enemy.
Oh, man.
Boom. There go your action. There go your action right there, Eddie. There go your action.
Yeah. Boy, don't. Boy, I'm pretty sure they just like you. They don't want to see none of Mudbone. Don't act like you retired now. You don't want that action.
Hey, they done seen me and you done seen me too with y'all good stuff in there. But it's all good.
Okay, I guess
my thing is, you know, even with Gigantor or whoever else, like, you know, one thing I definitely can't do is you know, we'll talk shit all day, every day. But I don't disrespect anybody to get out there and make it happen, win, lose, or draw. So, you know, he'll go out there and do it, even though, you know, might not turn out well for him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What was the guy's name with the Thunderbird? I don't know what part of the Northeast he's from. He had a Thunderbird or something?
That style. It's not Wicked Bird.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, man, y'all oughta goddamn it invite us up. Ain't no telling where we show up.
Yeah. Well, for sure. Matter of fact, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm gonna call Gordo and you know, telling the 40 and slip that happened. You know, that he didn't know about what's going on up there. And then because I have definitely got love for y'all and the connection with y'all, we're going to definitely make that happen because we know y'all going to come down here and make it happen too.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
fuck it.
You ain't got to be bashful about inviting folks from the Midwest.
At all. We know y'all going to come down here and get it. I think Donye and Chuck still got keys down there.
Let me correct here right now. Fuck the Midwest, Chicago. Fuck that. They got to carry their own motherfucking weight, man.
Oh, man.
I heard
man,
that, man.
You wait to Tim House get that sand out the front of his car. He going to make you eat them words.
Man, look, I ain't got to worry about Tim. I called him all on his ass.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's my little bro right there. That's my little bro, Maul.
Oh, boy.
Maul was crazy Wednesday night, goddammit.
Tuesday and Wednesday, I ain't know what the fuck was going on.
What you say? You thought you ran into a tornado, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck happened. I guess something happened Monday, but I heard Wednesday still. I'm like, God dang.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, the funny part, the funny thing about Maul is, you know, he laughs and jokes a lot, but once you get under his skin, it's on.
That's my man. He always look out for me whenever I come around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny trip that night.
Yeah, they got them mauled and bar none.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie. Yeah, we
Well, Tim don't ever come on your show.
He come every now and then. I don't know. You come much all the time. I don't know what happened.
When you were sick, and goddamn it, you let me run your little Ford. I ain't heard a motherfucking peep out his ass. What happened? He don't want to talk
shit,
to you no more.
I don't know, man.
I ain't mad at his silly ass, but he come on your show. This ain't my shit. I'm just in here with kids. Yep. <laughs> Well, Tim, if you on here, you heard it, man. I gotta say, Tim, I'm with him here, man.
Oh, man. He ain't sitting on the trans break. Oh, man.
Yeah. He probably on here somewhere hiding and shit.
So, Chuck, you ain't going to duck me in 23, right? You ain't going to duck me in 23. We're going to get the cell with, right?
I ain't ducking in 19, 18, 21, 23, 22. Bingo. I got action. Oh, shit. That's crazy. Hey, I'm going to be on mute for a minute. I'm going to call Gordo, and I'm going to hit y'all right back where I can get him on there. All right, there. That ain't really what you're going to do, but that's cool. I'm glad you know.
We sitting over here in 32 degree weather, and he over there in the fucking eight. It's like 86 over there right now. He ain't going to make no damn phone call. Only reason he on the phone because the old lady went downstairs to get the drink.
What the heck was that?
You know it.
Hey, man, you some beeping, Chuck?
Huh?
That's your heart monitor, is it, Eddie?
No, that's somebody over there.
Somebody calling me on the phone.
Oh, that might be silly shit. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, that might be his hold on signal.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's how you work a boy, Eddie. You just cut motherfuckers off, man.
Hey, man, well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, you don't.
You can work a
boy
like a motherfucker, but you can't race work shit.
You probably be trying to get rid of my ass if it wasn't for preaching for.
Oh, we got a hand up, man. Oh, that's silly. You got him on hold.
Yeah, I got him on hold. I didn't want to hear that goddamn beeping, you know?
Now, Chuck, you saw Mike Hill
you
race. You saw Mike Hill race
the
484, right?
I'm gonna be on mute. He's gonna call me back in a second. He just texted. He's gonna call me back.
I was wondering if these promoters and shit could get together, maybe throw them a race like that up here in the Midwest somewhere.
Shit.
I already tried that, kid. We can try it again. Yeah. I already tried
it. Eddie, your name ain't Chuck.
All right, I'm sorry, man.
These cheap motherfuckers up here, they ain't gonna put no money on shit, and they ain't gonna be able to get it. I don't give a fuck what kind of race they do. A big tire, a 484, a small block, it just ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. One, they ain't gonna spend that money whether they make it or not. But they just ain't going to have it. Now, you know who got a chance of doing something? John Drag Nation. He might be able to put a little something together.
Yeah, he might not have to be as big. He might not have to be as big of a pot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he might not be able to put the kind of, I mean, motherfuckers.
I think if anybody's going to be able to do it, I think if anybody's going to be able to do it, I say Vaughn. Vaughn to put their money up.
Yeah. I mean, you know. But I don't think
ain't nobody else gonna put their money up.
I don't think it's never gonna be a race like the year end finale with that type of action for them few cars that was there, because everybody came just to see that shootout. The grudge racing was cool too, but everybody wanted to see the baddest cars they got out of see that shit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm one of them suckers that went out there, seen, lost some money, won some money, but I wanted to see that damn shootout. Now, I don't even like shootouts, but I wanted to see that shit, and it was good. And they ran that shit really good.
Yeah.
They was on time. Yeah, they had things get together, you know. Wasn't no changing the rules. Everybody was cool. They caught motherfuckers cheating. So, you know, what else can you say? They ran that shit like it was supposed to be.
Yes,
I believe they could pull it off up here somewhere.
I mean, you know, who we gonna have check a car when the motherfucker tell you they started welded onto the block, and he say, okay, you're cool. You know, so you know, motherfuckers gonna pull it. They gonna cheat if they can.
Oh yeah. The Bob Gritton rule ain't never went away.
Yeah, that's right. There was some 5-3s down there. But I mean, you know, it's cool. Now, Eddie, we ain't gonna get that type of action out here. You know, it'd be cool. Goddamn it, just get any race with a car. If they can do that, that's a fucking improvement.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Be
it just ain't happening. Hate to say it, but it just ain't happening. Fuck, you can't even get a goddamn $100 hat race out here. So what the fuck you think you're gonna do with $20,000 or $30,000 on top of the pot? Now you'll get all the class races, but you ain't gonna get no damn grudge race.
Yeah.
They say you get all the class races. They come for the money.
Oh, they come. They come. You put $15,000-$20,000 up. They come.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, that's just for right now. That's just how it's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They need to go down there and take notes and.
Yep.
Talk to them.
Exactly what they need to do. Exactly what they need to do.
There, I mean, you know, you might think your way is right, but you got to get on to some proven shit and then improve it.
Yeah.
And some people, if you can go somewhere and get a lot of feedback and shit, you can improve your program, you know.
Yeah. But that was next to Trick or Treat. I think that was probably the better race. Trick or Treat was just all grudge race. So
Right.
But as far as the shootout and the crowd, them people was in there, man.
They wanted to see it, and they had the right personnel, you know, to run the event. So they had them in the right place.
Man, that shit went so smooth. I mean, honestly, it just, shit. They knew when them guys was coming. And shit, when they came, that was it. It wasn't no interruptions and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The track wasn't down a long time. You know, the shit was good.
Yeah.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, that shit was good.
Yeah, there was some bad races there.
Yeah. Up here, no, I ain't say that. All right, Ed. Let's go with your shit. What a dumbass question said.
I already asked one, man. Let's see. I don't know, man.
I know Kid got some dumbass questions. He watched everything.
No,
who
they got
going up who else going up to Florida, man, besides Zay and Von, Donye?
Donye got a raise locked in, right?
Maybe.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Maybe Tate.
The usual suspect that go down there every year.
Yeah.
Three Love, Pete.
Yep.
Von and them. We go.
They taking all taking time.
Huh?
I don't know if Three Love got action or not.
Well, he'll find some action.
Yeah.
But if he got his car back together, he gonna go. You know they gonna go. And
yep.
Shit. I don't know about Vic because I don't know how his health is, but he generally goes, you know.
Cal plan on going down there, right?
Yeah, Cal going.
Yeah.
Leon generally goes.
That's
sometimes.
Right.
But it's just the usual suspect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. They actually got a car and going to take it. Think nobody else going to... You know, ain't going to be no big surprise if somebody take their car down.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go down there.
They charge you too motherfucking much. They want you to pay for golf cart. They pay you for you in the bathroom. And then you're in the hall. Your car, goddamn it. 24 hours.
No, they don't
go down there to have to pay all that shit.
You don't have to pay to use the washroom, do you, Preacher Boy?
Shit.
Nah, you ain't got to pay for
I know they charge for a lot of things.
I don't
want
to kill nobody.
Well,
they
you know what? The thing, I'm going to tell you what happened, right? The thing what happened while they was charging for that was to try to, because you know how Orlando is with the way the parking is, so everybody wants to park up.
Man,
front,
it's still a fucking racetrack,
do.
Man.
So you can't
they
get through
to
there.
They gate hustling. They
so,
park hustling.
So,
they doing everything.
So,
I went, man, I was
so
mad as a motherfucker.
When the local jokers come in and they got all these fancy cars with the big rims, they want to ride through that bitch. They ain't putting their shit outside. So they're going to pay their price. It don't matter what it is. That shit was $100 last year. They was paying that shit like it was war.
Mm-hmm.
So they gonna bring their shit in. You know? So,
yeah.
I mean,
look though, you got to understand this, bro. I don't wanna go down there and pay all that money and then I got to wait in line to race. You're gonna be in line, goddamn it, forever.
Yeah.
You might
that's
not even
what,
get a pass,
what,
and then you just spent all that goddamn money. You got your motherfucking mind.
That's
the whole
exactly
alone to waste my gas to go that fucking far.
Yeah, it ain't for everybody. But you know, if you
no,
got a man,
for everybody.
Down, if you got a man down there,
God damn, man. This little motherfucker gonna beat me again if I fuck up. If I fuck up.
Yeah.
773-3625. Your mic is open.
What the fuck happened?
Huh?
Now who on this
my screen went dead, so I don't know what the fuck happened.
Get it back
what
up. Let it go
that?
Back up. That's Philly Sean's phone. He must have went on the line. I'm gonna give him a few
somebody
minutes and I'm gonna bring him back
line.
In.
Somebody on this motherfucking line. Now who
what
open
that?
Up?
Oh shit.
Oh man.
Somebody on this motherfucking line. Now who lying?
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of background noise. I'm gonna have to go on mute. We play $20 game. It's up to you. We play $20 game. We don't wanna break our hustle. Why would you mess up a hustle with Drake on the camera?
He hustling, boy. He gambling.
You gonna play Malik Candy? Okay, okay.
$5. He don't six eight.
All right. We playing pool, man. I don't fuck with free throw. Why the fuck am I gonna play pool for you?
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Gerard, say what's happening.
Oh, what's going on, Gerard?
Laying back, chilling. Yeah, we ain't doing too much of nothing. We ain't doing nothing but talk shit, swallowing a little spit. We ain't doing nothing wrong. I don't think we doing nothing wrong. Money all over.
All right, Philly, you back open. Oh, I brought it back open. I thought it was gone.
Money all over the place. I don't give a fuck. Hey, Jerron, you remember that? Hey, they got that boo, your old boo. M. Bonnie got that motherfucker, bro, on the rear. He painted that motherfucker, Joe, on the rear. That bitch flying. That bitch flying, Joe. You should have kept that car. Man, that bitch flying. M. Bonnie got that bitch flying, bro. You should have kept that car. Show do. Show live. Yeah. Come out of one of our stables, Jack. Show do. It's a bad motherfucker, too. Photo booth. Photo booth. Show do. I ain't lying. Yeah. I'm right there. I saw it. Hey, kid, I saw it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greasy walk. What?
Yeah, Greasy walk working on it. Yeah, show did. Mm-hmm. You was right there. You saw it. The cherry red motherfucker, yep. Mm-hmm, yep. It's black now. It's black now. Yep. Show deal. Mm-hmm. They put the
708. 5609, your mic is open.
The gas thing, when you put the gas at in the front. They took it out the back. Yeah. Because when they got it with the boy that passed away, the boy that got killed, what's his name? Travis or what's it called? He had put another mold in it. Him and his brother put another mold in it. Sure did. Mike Miller did that car. Didn't he? What was it, the ring? A dry shell.
Transmission
and shit. Yep, show did. Yep, we was right there. We saw it. We paid for it. Mm-hmm. Show did.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Uncle Leroy, where you at? I know you on this motherfucker. Yep, show did. Come out the camp. Yeah, I was right there. I saw it. And it still got the wheels on. We bought from Drag. He painted the black. Oh, damn.
Hey, Chuck, you still there? I know he said Bull went dead, but...
Yeah, Eddie, I was on mute for a minute.
Okay, I just want to see.
Yeah. Funky ass show. I don't know what.
Mm.
You got baby boy in here telling parts and shit. Mm. I don't know. Hold on, Ed. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, man. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Where y'all at? Come on here. Let's talk some business. Who all looking for that Florida show? Okay, then. Where all the street racers at?
Oh.
Kid like to hear about the street racing.
I want to see who's going to jump out the jet and try my man, Aaron, with the Silver Surfer. Who else going to jump out the jet? Try that tailpipe Mustang.
Oh, man.
Him and P-Log locked in, right?
Hmm?
No, him and Vaughn locked in, right? I think him and Vaughn locked in for a race. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I went down there. This had to be about 5, maybe 6 years ago. I went down there to Capitol and I seen that car with tailpipes on it race a couple, a couple cars that I thought was, you know, out of his class. He was going to blow him away. I bet against him twice and never bet against him after that and never lost. That's a bad man right there, Silver Surfer. Big Hector ain't bad either. That's the one that's the other car he drive, Big Heck.
That's a white Mustang, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's one Jamie just ran, right?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, shout out to I got to get his shout out. I ain't been on none of the shows. I got to get his shout out to Herb the Ruler for just coming back and kicking the damn door in.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Goddamn, Herb is bad acting.
Herb came back and kicked the damn door in.
Yeah, but Detroit told him, goddamn it, you better stay over there. But Detroit told him, you better stay over there in that shootout. Don't come over here. We're going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Uh-oh.
He went to that shootout, but he had some knots on his motherfucking head.
Heard that.
Wesley Snipes put a knot on his head.
Yeah, I would like to see a rematch. I would love to see a rematch.
Yeah. It's a big, shootout. And, mano a mano is a big difference. Grab a shootout.
Yeah,
grab
him and Mario damn sure doing their thing. Yeah, Mario, him and Mario doing their thing, goddamn. They come back with the beautiful cars and running good too. Mm-hmm. I mean, didn't waste no time.
Yeah, shout out BMF. They definitely definitely did their thing for a class that's not light. You know, that 484 class, well, I don't want to say class, that 484 situation. It's heavy. You said
it's heavy. Yes, sir. It's heavy. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And the boy sure ain't fucking messing around at all.
What's the little boy down in Florida, Mike Stavino or something? I think he's coming back with one. Or just about ready.
Yeah, he did. I think he had one that was supposed to be there, but I don't think it didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
That's a little country man.
Right. And then they talking about coming and getting in the 484 class.
Well, everybody and their mama talking about getting that 484 class.
And Bonnie talking about getting in that class with a car.
So we got one. We got a 484 sitting in the cut. And I was telling my partner that I might put it.
Is a bad son gun. You know, the 484, you got a lot of guys that don't like the class of 484s. And by me being the ruler of the 484 class, it matters.
What happened? Somebody said they the ruler
484
of the 484 class.
I'm one of the baddest guys in the 484 class.
Small tire.
Yeah, we got 4A4 class. You got, you know, you got junior G bodies. And I don't know, but I'm gonna tell you like this here. I have a lot of doubt with a lot of guys.
Ask me what the fuck is a 484. Then he'll stop talking.
A 632. And a lot of motherfuckers got five. They got five 55. They got a few more.
Well, boy. Oh, shit, he's going backwards.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. All you got to do is ask for the 484 class.
Oh, boy.
Bingo. I got action.
Hey, what's his name? Ricky Stambro. Yeah, I'm Ricky Stambro, and I got a lot of cars around here. Throw the ass out of here, boy. Goofball ass.
Hey, Chuck Maul said, what's up? I just texted him and asked him where he was at. Maul said, tell Uncle Chuck, I said, what's up?
So I got him.
That's my man. Not the Maul and Maul.
Oh, man. Maul be on the show all the time. He might not say nothing, but he definitely be here.
Man, that shit was fucking the motherfucker, man. Come on, Maul. Get off mute, man. We caught. They told on us. Come on. Come on out the woods, Maul, he at work.
He said he at work. He can't get on the show.
42, your mic is open.
I'm gonna tell you the only issue I see with that 484 situation, the way it sits right now, is most of the smoke in the 484 is down south. So if somebody up our way builds a 484 car, like it's not many of them, you know, 484 small tire we talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You might be sitting on the ramps for a while because there's not a lot of them up here. So then you go down south,
right?
And you know how many times have you had a chance? You might be outgunned. You ain't had a chance to try it out.
You made an excellent point. Why get that shit and ain't nobody up here to run?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now you got to travel to try to get a race. That shit crazy.
Yep.
Now you got to put gas in the truck and pull the trailer with the car to try to get $2,000 or $3,000. Yeah, and you made a valid point. And, you know, like I say, A lot of people, you know, they want to, you know, have a fast car and, you know, and be in competition with people. But like you just said, it didn't mean no harm to me. The people that got them cars or sit like that, guess what? They got to travel with them cars, man.
I got a super light car. I got there's a 484 sitting in the cut. I got a chassis man to put everything together. If I say, here go the car, I was like, well, damn. If I do that, there's nobody up here that I'm going to be able to run. Like, there's not another car that's going to sit like that. So I make some test hits up here and then go down there, and it's a whole different track. Whole different situation, whole different, you know, air quality, whole lot of stuff goes into that. So people got to think a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, them guys is building them cars. They already know where they got to go to race, so that ain't no problem with them. The guys is
building. Yeah, Vaughn.
You're right.
What up?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. If you're going to build a car for it, you got to be prepared for what comes with it.
Hey, Vaughn.
They already know. Yeah.
Is
what
this
up?
Your number, man? It's your number. Your number ain't working no more. Okay.
Nah, this is my number right here.
Okay.
Got to be prepared for what comes with it, so.
Hey, Vaughn. What? What up, Chuck?
It's lonely as a motherfucker at the top, ain't it?
I can vouch for that.
Y'all got them up besides Chuck. You know goddamn well, Chuck. Yeah, when the fuck last time you had a race in motherfucking Chicago, goddammit. Yeah.
You ain't heard motherfucker talk shit to Vaughn all year.
That's why Eddie said it. He said, I'm gonna throw some gas on this fire right now. Why don't you say this shit?
Motherfucker Eddie talking about, yeah, it is. Nigga, you ain't nothing on top.
Okay. Hold on, Chuck. This is the radio show, man. This is the radio show. It's the Winter Nationals. Come on, man.
Yeah, I ain't going for that lying shit, man.
It's lonely up here, man. It's like being on top of Mount Everest.
Yeah, we walked
around. Ain't up in there either.
See how lonely it is being called up. Nah, that's good shit, boy. Congratulations on that win. I made some money off you. I'm all good.
Man, hey. Yeah, we got paid off of that motherfucker.
Yes, sir. They didn't know, but they know now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got this last little Orlando trip to goddamn show out, and it's over with, man.
Time you come back from Orlando, you're going to have to dig a pathway to put the fucking trail up.
Yeah.
Hey, what street cars is coming down there? What street cars from up there is coming down there to Orlando?
None of them.
All steel, all glass. You know what I mean? I know a couple little street cars. You know what I mean? All steel, all glass.
I don't know. Vaughn, that might take a little more. Y'all take a little more, Vaughn?
We booked up.
Okay.
Yep. We got a trade piece, 3 spice.
Yeah, I saw that.
You got Surfer, right?
Yep, Silver Surfer, Silver Dollar, and Aunt Boney.
Oh, that's going to be a good rematch right there, Silver Dollar.
You got Silver Dollar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That 3-piece is cooking in cast iron pan.
Yeah.
Y'all have any little street turbo cars? Little turbo cars coming down there?
I don't know. We might have a nitro car coming down there.
I don't know if a double D going down there with that vet. Hey, Philly. Motherfucker don't even know what a turbo is up here, so don't ask.
If you ain't got bottles in your car,
you ain't from up here.
Yeah, my fault. I apologize.
We might have a street vet coming down there, Phyllis.
The street vet?
I don't know if he's coming or not. Yeah.
Is it nicest car? It's a nicest car.
Yeah, he might drive it. Oh. He might drive it from here down there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, tell him lock that street in. Lock that lie in. Tell him lock that lie in. For a street car.
Yeah. He can, man. He can if you want to burn some gas. Who won't put all that wear in town in that toy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. This is a street car, though. You know, he get it down there. This is a certified street car. You know what I mean? Might have somebody for him. Man, Avon with the little Tri-Me, the Tri-Me Regal.
He damn sure a certified street car.
Hey, Philly, it got an automatic start on it from the key fob.
Nah.
Then it ain't a fucking street car.
I laugh. As soon as you asked, that's why I laughed. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm just fucking around. Yeah.
What did that mean?
Go get that damn money. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
Super Bowl. Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Look out.
Two damn weeks.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Keep rising to the top. Give
no,
what you
don't
got.
Start that shit, Eddie. Don't start that shit. Show don't want to get your ass trying to come tonight. And you got some crazy ass numbers on here, Eddie. Just going
through.
Yeah. Get a little funky.
Yeah. What's up, my guys? What's up?
Talk that motherfucker.
What up, he's dope.
My
man,
boss.
The lack on the line, baby. Chucky Ducky, you better not be a quack, yeah. Funk. The lack on the line, baby. Come
not
on up.
Yes, sir.
Raise up.
Shut up, mute your mic, sucker.
Hey, man, I'm trying to say y'all over here, man. Sound like y'all going to sleep on the line, baby.
Hey, man, shit, you know it ain't. It's winter time. Ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nobody telling no lies. But something, you know.
Yeah.
You just fucking
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Somebody got fat yesterday, and they tired. Yes, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Turkey Day beat it to him, boy. They got stuff, baby. Talking about gobble, gobble.
Lack, I was just about to ask for you. This Philly shy. I was just about to ask for you.
What's
say,
up, Philly, man? What's going on, my guy? My boy.
What's up? What's up, Lack?
Man, the lack on the program, man, coming out for 23, slaughtering folks, man. I'm cutting their knees off.
I hope you don't use no butter
knife. Kid, I ain't talking to you, kid. Shut up, kid. Hush, kid. I ain't saying nothing, kid.
I was just saying, I hope you don't use no butter knife.
Nah, I don't use no butter knife, cat. I'm use that steak knife on the kid. You understand?
Oh, okay,
kid, I'm coming out. I'm coming to do my
now
duty,
you got something,
man.
Now you got something to work with.
I got
that
something to work with, not kid.
Yeah, that butter knife
can't
ain't nothing to
do
with
butter,
it, but
can't
butter.
Can't do nothing with that butter knife, man. I got to use that steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh? That's yeah, all man, I'm trying well. To tell you, man. That's all I'm gonna let That's you up. In on, my guy. How you been feeling, Big Ed?
Well, I'm feeling all right, man.
That's good, man. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Chucky Ducky, what's going on with it?
Yeah.
You know, it's always good in the hood. So.
No.
Yeah. Man, can you believe this weather for November, man, for Turkey Day and after Turkey Day? We got Texas and California, Florida weather almost.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah, well, we do a break every now and then.
Texas, yeah.
We ain't got none of that
shit.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey,
yeah.
Chuck. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Don't be like that, man. You know we got that that comeback weather. It's coming back. It's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Freeze our ass off in a minute. Just hold on.
Right now we ain't freezing though, bro. We ain't freezing.
Yeah, January
we ain't
can
freezing,
be rough,
Chuck.
Boy.
January, but we still got December and January, so hey.
You going down to Florida, Ree? Ree?
Yes, sir.
I hope you got one yet.
Man, ain't nothing out there yet. I ain't seen nothing.
No, you better
That's
call.
I'm saying this thing.
I need my shit. We ain't gonna talk about it on the phone, but call me. I need my shit.
All right. Well, we're gonna see what we come up with. That's all. Cause I know it's about getting to be about
well,
that time, baby.
Yeah.
Man, know how y'all boys is, man. Going back in the day, woo wee. Revamping is ain't easy, but somebody got to do it. You got your outfit ready?
Say what?
So you got your outfit ready?
I ain't gonna look like you, motherfucker, but I'll be ready.
Hey. You might do a 1-2, go back up top, maybe. Hey,
no, sir.
Go up there and go slow. Go up there and go slow one time. Hey, I remember when. Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Cadillac, what's the dumbest shit you seen? What's the dumbest shit you ever seen at the track?
Man, well, the dumbest stuff I ever seen at the track, man, them punks coming from the other end.
That's a little event. I'm just saying, just out here, what's the dumbest shit you seen at the track this year on a race? That's the dumbest thing you seen.
Shoot, man, I don't be up front. I be in the pit.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Like you ride around in the pit. Okay, my bad. I said, hey.
I'm going to be real now. I got to keep it 100. Hey, I ride up down the aisle, you know, just seeing what somebody want to do. Threatening folks, you know, I just do what I do. That's all. They fear me, so, you know, hey, I understand. They don't want they don't want this smoke, Chuck.
You gonna fuck right here? Get your mic muted.
Hey kid, I get the mic muted. Not mute my mic. Wow.
Mike.
Yeah, man. Well, while we can slow down just a little bit, y'all, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to have Reverend Shaw come on. So I want to ask y'all to bow your head and give me your ear.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. I'd like to first say thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you've done for us, and all that you continue to do for us, Lord. We thank you for the will that you have for us, the things that you have predestined for us, Father God. I thank you for being the great and awesome and amazing God that you are, the healing God, the on-time God, the saving God, the delivering God. Thank you for being my rock and my redeemer, Lord. I'd like to first ask for your forgiveness for anything that was said, done, or thought that was unpleasing to you, for dishonoring, disgracing, disrespecting, or disobeying you in any way, shape, or form, Lord. I ask for your protection over my life, Lord, and for the lives of my family members, friends, and enemies, Father God, and that you heal us in anywhere we may be hurting, Lord, and that you strengthen us where we may be weak, Father God. We ask that your peace replace any anxiety, Lord. Thank you. We ask that you keep us away from any temptations or spirits that are unlike yours, Father God, and that we be a reflection of your Holy Spirit in all that we do, say, and think. We ask that you continue to guide us, Lord, and that you continue to be a light to the path of our feet, and that all things we do may bring glory to your kingdom, Father God. Lord, we know that all sin must be obedient to you, so we ask that you break all the chains, Lord. Release us from anything that may be holding us back, Father God, and may you show us the things that are holding us back that we aren't aware of, Lord. We ask that you continue to be within us, Lord, and just pour out your spirit through us, Lord. Use us, God. May we be a vessel. Use me, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't want to kill nobody. All right, y'all. Well, yeah, Chuck.
Amen to that. Shit. Amen to
that. Yeah, man, I'm saying. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to bless the show every once in a while, man. You know.
Hey, ain't nothing but... Ain't
Chuck
nothing
was
like
just mentioning that. Yeah, Chuck was just mentioning, you know, I can't get Tim House and them to come on the show and bless the show. So, Reverend Show, you know, he told me, he said, man, anytime you need me, just call me. And I just get him to come on and bless everybody that's listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? The right kid.
Well, you know, man, well, you have to understand, them West Side guys, them guys up in Michigan, they, you know, they just... You know, they trying to lick their wounds. They trying to get themselves together, man. Because they see they can't pull nothing over us, man. We lead them through there, man. They follow. They trying to follow us. They mad because they can't keep up. Well, can you say? Just let you know. We just going to let you Michigan guys know, man. We still got love for you. We'll get it up there.
So kind of like, is that why they won't come play in our house, but they want us to... And they won't never come play in our house, but they want us to always come play in their house. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's always been like that, man. We dominate, man. They don't dominate nothing, man. They don't dominate nothing. They all right now. Love. As long as they win in a couple of races, oh, man, they got big S's on their chest. But as soon as that air gets knocked out of them, they run like cowards. They can't get back up
come
there.
Oh,
man.
Come on, Cadillac.
Man, come on, man.
How long you been holding that
man,
in?
Man, come on, man.
How long you been holding
wait,
that
wait,
in?
Hold on. If I'm wrong, wait a minute, check it out. If I'm wrong, I apologize. You got a certain individual be on all the shows talking pretty smack, man. Pretty much smack.
Oh, man.
And they ain't got no car. They kind of showed up in almost 12 years. But they still not relevant because they running their lips. They jibble jabble.
What color?
What else you want me to say?
What color is their car?
Huh?
You know what color their car is?
Man,
you know what color their car is?
I don't know exactly what color their car is, but I know they used to have a Mustang. It had a turbo on it. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
That's all I can tell you.
I think I got an idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Come on out the bushes there. In the bushes, they listening.
What's their initial?
I ain't gonna give you the initial. They know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna come out one day, man. That'd be all right. And you got that good, no guts, no glory. They gonna come out. They might come out down there. They might surprise. They might just show up, to, you know, just to be in the spectator world, you know, so they can't get
mm-hmm.
down the track. You know, they might come. They might come to the show, man. Just stick their head up and let them know, man. We still here. We here. That's all, man.
If they do, they have a snowstorm in Orlando.
What you think?
If they do, they have a snowstorm in Orlando.
Yeah, well, hey.
These days, kids, anything is possible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll see them little guys.
But that possible there, it is highly unlikely.
Yeah, we know. Hey, they may have a load coming from down there. They might stop in and say, what up?
Mm-hmm.
You know. You can't put no gas in there.
Hey.
Yo. Yes,
I got
sir.
Dumb question. I got a dumb question.
Oh, shit. All right.
What? Answer me this. What's the worst? Having a car that you don't race or saying you have a car that you don't race? Which one is worse?
Bingo, you got
did
action.
Did you hear that, Cadillac?
I heard that.
Okay. All right.
I heard it, kid.
You want to make sure you heard it.
So,
you know that goddamn truck, he like to throw kidney punches.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurt right there. You had to go on dialysis with that one.
I'm about to jump off of here, but I definitely, have fun. You know what I mean? Talking to y'all, love all.
All right, Sean.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for coming on.
Friday. Y'all got my stomach hurting over here.
Yep, good hearing from you, man.
Hey, Chuck, why you hit with the double deuce like that, man? Why you hit with the double deuce like that?
It just popped in my head, you know.
I understand.
Hey, Chuck and Big Eddie, I'm going to hit y'all up tomorrow, too. I'm going to call both of y'all.
All right, Philly, man.
Don't buy that cookie since your old lady ain't around.
Oh, man. That Dominican Kush.
Yeah.
hey, that chugger, like,
it was just a dumbass question. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to answer something like that, Chuck, because it's lonely at the top.
It's lonely at the bottom, too.
Yeah. not lonely at the bottom, Chuck.
Hey, they always say the strongest motherfucker at the bottom holds the pile up, so I don't know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think you got
to know. I wouldn't know nothing about that, Chuck. Bada bean,
yeah,
bada boom. I wouldn't know nothing about that.
I'm just saying that's what they say. I don't know, dog.
That nigga truck ain't no good. That dude, Chucky Lucky.
Nah, man, just fucking off. That's all. That shit just popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Ain't nothing wrong, man.
Who? Which is the lesser of two evils?
Probably the one that ain't got no car.
Yeah.
Just like the one that ain't got no job that always say he got a job. He ain't got no job, you know. At least if you got a car, you can ride around in the pit area.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
That'd be me. I'm riding around there. I'd be threatening folks.
It's a bunch of Tommies.
Hey, I'd be threatening folks. I dare a nigga to move. Nigga, bet not move.
See, that's what I'm saying. He can death somebody. He at the track. He can death somebody.
I dare you to move.
Yeah.
Chuck ain't gonna move, man. Chuck ain't gonna do nothing, kind of like you wasting your breath, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. And I ain't moving no motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. That's Chucky.
Yo.
Come on.
I'm up with some dumb shit, Ed. You know I got to be in bed at 10 o'clock, man. My boss want me to work tomorrow.
Well, the way this going here, bro, we all going to be in the bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, man, we going to say we need to stay, man. Just to kick the Bobo off right for the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, I'm outside. I'm in the Cadillac. I'm looking for some trouble. I'm outside.
You on Stone Island or what?
No, I'm in Mexico. Okay. What's up, kid? Get out here. I need something to do. I got this Cadillac.
I'm doing something already. I'm looking at the motherfucking TV.
I got the midgets with me. You know what's up? It's nice out. They got their fur coats on everything, looking for some work. Come on, let's make it go.
And some potato salad with nuts.
Yeah, got them nuts. Got some special walnuts for them too. Get on these nuts, nigga, with some apple pie.
No.
Pump.
Man, nobody wants. Yeah.
Oh boy. What can I say? Get on up there. Get up there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, Chuck, come on in the hole. Let's get it on. Bring that big hip girl out there. We're gonna get hips to hips and see who can move the best.
Well, one thing I know, I can move. Your ass can't move.
I can move right now. I'm moving right now. I can pull it out the garage right now, man. Come on. I go home and get the dually. I'm in the Cadillac right now.
I ain't drove a car in 2 weeks, man. I can't go nowhere.
Well, okay. Just say you don't want no troubles.
Smart car ain't got no gas
in
it.
Well,
I got another smart car ain't got no gas, goddamn.
No time, bro.
I ain't put none in it since August. Shit. Mm. I'm dry shit else. I ain't going no motherfucking way. It ain't going nowhere till I go to Orlando. That's it.
Yeah,
nowhere.
Man.
Going to the guy.
Hey, how fast will a smart car go on the highway?
As fast as you can hold that bitch straight.
It'd be trying to duck around, Chuck.
I done had it up to 100.
Get out of here, man.
All the time, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Shit. I ain't gonna let no motherfucker run over me.
Shit.
No. Shit. drive that bitch every day. Except I ain't been no damn well. Yeah. Gotta come up with some bullshit. That don't work.
Summertime.
You're about.
That's what I'm gonna do when he dancing, man.
Huh?
Hammer time. Did you hear me say hammer time, man? Hammer time. Can't touch this.
Chuck, I got a question for you.
I wonder
if you were given a choice. If you were given a choice for a pickup truck, would you rather have a gas or electric?
Oh, definitely gas, Keith.
Okay. What about you, Eddie?
I'd rather have electric. I don't have to worry about buying gas, just recharging that motherfucker.
I'm glad you said that. Now, if you get 300 miles to a charge, and you can get 300 miles to a tank of gas, now, when it's time for you to charge up, you got to find somewhere to charge, right?
Yeah.
Now you got to sit around and wait till it charge up. You got to sit around and wait till it charge up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, if I get 300 miles to a gallon of gas, a gas truck, I can pull in any gas station, goddammit, fill up within about maybe, 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm on my motherfucking way. I ain't got to sit around and wait no hour or two for it to charge back up.
You ain't got to wait that long. Fast charge them trucks, them cars back up in 30 minutes.
Oh, fully
yeah? Charge.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Hey, Chuck, it sounds good. Hey, kid, I ain't driving shit. If I go down 57, I ain't driving shit that can't make it to Boomland on one tank, and I ain't go down 55. If that bitch can't make it to Bowling Green on the tank, then I ain't going.
Yep.
At least, goddamn it, Louisville.
How many miles is Bowling Green, man?
404 from 99th Street.
Yeah.
Hey.
You can't even drive an electric car to St. Louis from here.
Just leave a little early so you have time to charge it up while you eat lunch.
No. Okay. What if you can't find no charging station or whatever? You know, are they plentiful like gas stations or what?
Any outlet will do.
Hey, kid, tell his ass try to find a charging station in Cairo.
Yeah.
Any outlet will do, man.
I think I'd rather have gas, Eddie. Fuck that electric.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can pull in any gas station and get some gas and keep it moving. 10 or 15 minutes, I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying?
You can pull in any gas station and charge up, too. All you got to do is, hey, man, can I lose your outlet for a second?
Yeah, right. you better do your research on them damn charge stations on the road. Them bitches ain't cheap.
No, I'm gonna take my chance with gas. Fuck it.
Hey, every time you turn your damn battery charge go down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid.
I got a question. What you do if that battery got a dead cell in it?
Ooh-wee.
You pay $4,000 and get another one.
Hey, you can't get one until next month. The month after next. Then what?
Buying a bag like buying a used car.
No, you can't put that in that boat there, my boy. Because if you buy a used car, at least you can get pull on the side and get some gas and be gone in 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm speaking about.
You know, a used car for $4,000. For $4,000, you buy a real decent used car. It's talking about buying a battery for $4,000.
I tell you like this here, give me something with some gas and let me go on. I can ride all night down 57 and give me some gas.
I think that's where I would go.
Still get some gas. Yeah.
I think that's where I would go. Fuck it, electric.
That's what I say, kid.
The kids got to be more adventurous, man.
You got to do what it is.
No,
you
got to
be more adventurous, man. You know technology.
I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. I'm used to noise. I need something to say, woo. I hear it talking back to me sometimes.
I don't need no technology sticking that motherfucker pump in my tank.
Hold on, kid. I just thought of some real dumb shit.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
I got a good one, too. I got a good one. Who bring their motherfucking car to the track with a generator and no plug to put in and going to fight them people over their damn electricity?
Oh, man. I heard something like that. I don't know when it was, but...
Lord have mercy.
That was Big Eddie.
Oh man.
I'm going on mute, man.
Hold on. He gonna tell the people I'm going to do next Christmas. They said, motherfucker, you can get out the gate.
Now, what if you had an electric car and you were going down the highway and they told you couldn't use the electric?
Well, I probably got arrested because I've been trying to steal that shit.
Yes, indeed.
Gonna try to fight them people over their own electricity.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Mm. Where can I plug my battery charge up? Them people said, not here, motherfucker.
Damn, Eddie.
Man, you can't believe Chuck, man.
Mm.
Hey, everybody else seen it.
Oh, shit.
Them people welcome me to their facilities with open arms.
Yeah, but they told you, motherfucker, you better leave that 20 if you plug up to my shit.
Oh, man.
Not the plug in. That motherfucker didn't get that battery charged, though.
I tried.
Yeah, you buy your electric car, motherfucker, you gonna see. Oh, shit. Now, that was some dumb shit there, Eddie. I think he took the award for that one.
I already got an electric car, man. I got me a hub around.
Yeah. Hover your ass on around all you want. I see you. I'm going to act like I ain't see you. I'm going to act like that Dodge Charger there on Cottage Grove the other day just run over your ass.
Man, wasn't that some stupid ass shit?
It's a drop
that's
top,
stupid,
too.
Stupid, man.
Yeah,
they kill their fool ass, too. Them motherfuckers kill their fool, so.
Yeah, they'll never be around another Dodge Charger.
Wasn't
Yeah.
Yeah, it was stolen.
Yeah, well, their next ride going to be a hearse.
Yeah, yeah. Money going to be in the hearse. Yes, sir.
Closed
yes.
casket.
And it won't
That's
be.
Crazy,
it
closed casket. Yeah. They burn up. Them motherfuckers burn their
And then what's
up.
So bad about it, they going up a one-way, they went get on the wrong side of the street.
Right, the opposite side of the street. They got in the north south by lane.
Yeah.
Trying to get away from the police. I don't understand.
No,
these
they was watching, no, they so silly, man. They watch that stuff on TV, look like it's real. They say, oh, we can do that there.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Grand Theft Auto. That's all that is.
That in that weed they smoking.
That Hubba weed. what they call that skunk? What the name of that weed they be smoking? I know one thing. You can tell when you pull up, man. You can be pulling up somewhere, man, and boy, them young folks got an odor. Woo-wee. Come all in your car. You got your windows up. Come all up in there and say, what up with it?
I don't know what make them think they can, steal these folks' cars and shit, and you're going to be able to ride around in it like it's yours. You're paying notes on the motherfucker. Y'all about the dumbest motherfucker that ever shit between two shoes.
Yeah, they funny, man. Yeah.
Yeah. That's that younger generation for you.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Crazy.
But now he was the best kid, goddamn it, that ever walked a young adult that ever walked the motherfucking streets now.
Yeah.
His mom and dad tell it.
Yeah. Now the killer part was them two little boys. They mama didn't keep an eye on them, let them get out there on that pond.
Yeah, that's another stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, that was
crazy, man.
How in the fuck you gonna let your kids 2 or 3 years old out of your sight?
Yeah.
All right, whoever that is, that old ass belching on the show. We don't do that on the Big Eddie show. You take your ass to Willie Dog.
I bet if I mute your mic, goddamn it, we don't hear.
Ain't that a bit?
What'd you say? You gonna do this? Oh man, not the mute, man.
Hey, I done muted that motherfucker mic, so he don't know shit.
Yeah, you right, Cut. You right, man.
Boy.
Fuck Eddie with that fool shit. Ain't shit going on, man.
All right, man.
So we ain't gonna talk about no
we
more.
We've had some fun.
I ain't got nothing to do anyway. But go to work.
We've had fun, man. We've had fun.
Yeah. Perfect. Everybody act like they
this time
to
year.
Say some bad question.
I don't know, man.
I was gonna be quiet tonight.
Hey, they still full. They belly's full right now, so they can't say nothing.
I know, dog. Hey,
they're falling asleep right there. Like.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey,
it's
a Friday night, and I don't want to go out. Something wrong, dog. I ain't shooting no fool. I ain't doing shit.
Man, look at here. This is the best place you could be, man.
Man,
the youngest out there, man. Folks drive so stupid, man. Why? Let me ask you a stupid question, but it's a real question. Why is it when you be driving, man, here go an idiot flying right up in the back and you doing 70 miles an hour? What are you trying to tell you? Get out the way. You go
And you know what?
That's all the time.
You know, what the fuck up thing? Most of the time be a damn woman doing it.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like that out there on the expressway. The motherfucker fly behind you. I guess you're supposed to move over to the right and let them go on down the lane that you in. You dumb motherfucker,
yep.
You got two or three lanes on around me. Why don't you get in one of them?
Yeah, they
you already
up
going
up 10,
15 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Wait.
And them motherfuckers speed.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, the killer part, they be behind you. They'll come around you and get in front of you and go slow. And you run at 75, 80
true.
Miles an hour. Man,
what
be wrong with them? Man.
Another thing, Cadillac, what I don't understand is in the city of Chicago, why is you speeding up down, goddammit, to Eisenhower, the Bishop Ford, 94, 80 or whatever, in the Chicago area? You ain't going to do nothing running the traffic.
That's all.
That's all you're going to do?
Wait a minute, kid. They can come around you and see his traffic. They still run up there and trying to run over everybody so you want them to move out the way. Man, what's wrong with you?
Now, them same motherfuckers tell them, say, well, get on 65 going towards Indianapolis, get on 57 going towards Cairo, and tell them the speed. I bet you the motherfucker be the slowest thing out there.
Because
them police going to be waiting on your funk ass.
No, you need to have a test to them. Say you like to drive fast. When you hit mile marker 24, see how fast you can get to that motherfucking bridge.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Man, please.
Them bitches be under the jail.
Yeah. These motherfuckers tickle the shit out of me, man. I don't get y'all. You speeding around here in the inner city and ain't going to do nothing but run up on traffic and shit. You're aware I'll set a motherfucking brake pad goddamn in a year's time.
So that's good for business, kid. Just keep letting
me
do it.
Yeah, it's good for you. Man.
Boy, hey, you can't win for losing.
No, you can't.
You dag if you do, you dag if you don't. You can let a person come around you. You can get out of his way. He going to get in front of you and slow down.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
He in a rush to get around you. As soon as he get around you, He slow up 3 to 5 miles an hour. He slow up.
Like I said, you have all the opportunity is to get out there on 94, 65, 57, or whatever, in speed. Well, why don't you do it out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I'm coming around you, too, because if you don't let them come around, he might shoot you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, these motherfuckers are stupid, man.
I get out the way. That's what
I move.
Hey, you being that smart, how they be looking at you like you crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, you be red all back in the smart car. Like, what up, Nick?
I don't know how in the fuck you ride around in a motherfucking smart car, not in this area. You got to be sitting on pins and needles.
I roll up on the man laid all back. Yeah, what's up, dog?
No, son. Not the way these motherfuckers ride around here. Mm-mm. No, sir.
Hey, kid, ain't like they going to
Yeah. No.
Yeah. They don't even know how to get motherfucking in here. Yeah.
Yeah. The way these motherfuckers running through these lights and shit and can on. No, hell no.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Man, yeah, that nigga, hey, listen, you got to understand why they don't fuck with him in a smart car. How many little niggas you see in a little car? Every little car you see, when you hit that motherfucker, Andre the Giant, get out that bitch. so they ain't taking no chances with that motherfucker being a big nigga in that little bit ass car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I get them back. I go to the gas station, ride around the pumps 10 times and leave and say, fuck them. That's how I get them. I be making them mad than a motherfucker.
You ain't doing nothing wrong, because if I could drive my motherfucking golf cart around, goddammit, I'd drive that bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that motherfucking thing on the dash. Hey, in the summertime, I rode my golf cart from my shop to the park. I was in the park riding around, having a good time. Nobody bothered me. On the way home, the police pulled me over. He said, hey, do you have a license for that? I said, hey, mind your business. He said, okay, and drove on off.
Hey, I always keep American Express with me.
You ain't doing nothing wrong. Yep. Man, you know the Grove open tomorrow, y'all. Whoever won the street race or won a race, check, go to Grove tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought I saw something.
Get
on
out
Facebook,
of here, man.
But yeah.
I ain't lying to y'all. I just told y'all to check open tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
Any nigga
okay,
that feel they got a grudge and won a race.
Okay, Eddie, you can go to the track tomorrow, Eddie.
So for all them motherfuckers, listen.
No,
for all them motherfuckers that be whooping, talking about that winner national, listen. For the nigga be talking about, I'll beat your ass. Come on, go to track tomorrow. Y'all get them out. Before they bluff tomorrow.
Yeah, they put a post on Facebook. It was supposed to be
yeah. They said, come on down. The price is motherfucking right.
No, they ain't coming out. Somebody's bluff might get called.
Hey, man. Niggas going to use 99 excuses. They going to say it's too cold. The track ain't going to hook. When it's 90 degrees, the track won't hook. When it's 60 degrees, the track won't hook. Well, you know how that shit go, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll go right on the side street. Now, listen now. This will kill me. They go right there on behind the on Doty and goddamn race all day long, but they don't see that bitch getting hooked.
Mm-hmm.
They had it tortured with the glue down. They like the glue.
And it ain't prepped.
Man, listen, I seen a motherfucker go all the way out of town where I walked on the track by accident and left my leg there. I had to goddamn import that bitch back. And they told him the track wasn't sticking, wasn't hooking. And then he spent steel. I said, God damn. Fuck do that somebody need them hook? Snow ties?
Damn.
But we know how it is, man. It's these non-racist motherfuckers that's always got something to say. You take one ass whooping, you the shit of the world. You win, goddammit, they make you the king of the world. What the fuck? How can you win or lose around this bitch with these niggas? And you've heard me put the N-word in it now, because that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
No. They don't know what to root for. Shit or none shit. Yep.
I gotta go, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, I guess you probably gonna I'll pull your plug on your show, man. Shit.
Yeah, motherfucking boss told me I gotta be there early,
Oh, man.
Well, Eddie, guess what, man? You see who your true friends is, Eddie. So, because the only friend
man.
You have is us, the motherfucker that be on your motherfucking show, nigga.
That's all right, man.
Sam didn't even have a touch. Sam didn't even have a turkey show last night.
Eddie ain't got no.
Sam could have got on there and said, "Who burnt the turkey?" Look, they should have asked him who burnt the turkey last night.
Oh shit!
Big Sham probably was busy.
But Sham didn't even have
a show. He probably was busy baking cakes.
He could have put on that. Who dropped the cake then? Eat the cake, Adam. Eat the cake.
How many shows they can go on and the host got his original song, a hit from the 90s, you know? How many shows can
that
you
ain't
go
no
on and the host?
That's why you ain't got no people on there. That's why in the fuck you ain't got no people, that motherfucking song.
Oh, yeah? Well, watch
you got a motherfucker
this.
Sitting on the train. You got a motherfucker sitting on the train break at a motherfucking light that you ain't never left from.
Sitting on my train break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
I'm sitting on my train break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
How? There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor.
They're right.
On the motor, on the motor.
They're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention. Attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
You would ever do that? Yeah.
Hey,
now, that
listen,
was cool,
Eddie.
Y'all. That was
Eddie,
cool.
Listen, listen, though. Listen, Eddie, let me tell you something. You be sitting on the stop on the train break, but you better stop sign, motherfucker, waiting for it to change. So you ain't left yet.
Damn.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
No,
that sounds like fighting words, man.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fighting words.
That ain't no fighting word. Oh, man. Oh, this motherfucker. Okay.
All right,
y'all. Yep. All right,
y'all. I'm finna go ahead and goddamn give me some vanilla ice cream and the rest of this motherfucking sweet potato pie, and I'm gonna finish watching TV, man.
All right, man. That sounds good, man. That sounds good.
And I'm out this piece.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I'll holler at you.
All right, later on, y'all.
I got action.